very, very familiar scriptures this morning, but I couldn't get away from the Lord wants me to preach on salvation this morning, and I think that I better obey God. Amen. That salvation story never gets old, and if it gets old to you, there's something wrong. I like that song, "Oh No, the Old Story Never Gets Old." I'm thankful that, you know, that God can give us a fresh anointing every single day. Amen. If you just remember who you were and where you were going, where you were destined for prior to your salvation, you might be a little bit more excited about it. And if you're listening this morning and you don't know Christ, listen, I'm praying that today will be the day of your salvation. Because here's the reality. Jesus Christ came and bled and died for you just as much as He came and bled and died for me. And it would hurt the heart of God, and it does hurt the heart of God every time a sinner dies that rejects Jesus Christ and is destined for hell, because not because God wanted them there, but because they chose to reject Jesus Christ. I have no doubt it breaks the heart of our God. And really and truly, Christian, it should break the heart of every single one of us that know God, that there are people around us that do not know God. So this morning, I want to bring you a message titled this: Do You Really Believe? I'm going to ask you this morning. I don't want you to raise your hand, but I'm going to ask you the question: if you died right now, where would you spend eternity, and how do you know that? Because here's the reality. There are a lot of people that, well, yeah, I'm going to heaven, and I'll say, how do you know? Well, I said a prayer. You guys okay? I'm not up here to make you doubt your salvation this morning. That's not my job. I'm not up here to convict you this morning. That's also not my job. That's the Holy Ghost's job. And what I'm telling you today is, if God in His sovereignty and allows the Holy Ghost to convict you this morning, and you know without a shadow of a doubt, my goal is to take you to enough scripture this morning to help you understand, yes, I'm saved, or absolutely, preacher, I'm not saved. There'll be some men and ladies ready after that'll be able to lead you, take a Bible, and show you how you can know that you're saved. My goal this morning is for you to know that you are going to heaven when you die. And if you do not know, I hope that today will be the day of your salvation if God convicts you this morning. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much, God, for what You've done in our church already today. Thank You for the reward of going out and visiting and promoting. I know we got a big day today and a big week planned. And God, I pray, God, that all these children will be at VBS. God, I thank You for the time that You've given us already today. And Lord, what a fun time it is to serve You. Lord, I don't ever want to think it's boring serving God. I thank You for the men that are laboring right now, getting meals ready, and the men and women, Lord, that are doing junior church this morning. Thank You for my wife. And Lord, I couldn't do this without her. Lord, I'm so thankful that You gave me the wife You gave me. I'm thankful that, Lord, You knew best for me. And Lord, thank You for everything she does in my life and in this church. Lord, I ask You now, Lord, to just, in the name of Jesus, bind the devil off the preaching of Your word this morning, God. And if there is someone here, Lord, that don't know You, man, woman, boy, or girl, Lord, whether they be in here or in junior church, Lord, if they don't know You, I pray, God, today will be the day of their salvation. And Lord, now cleanse me of sin, empty me of self. Fill me with Your spirit this morning, Lord. Allow me to preach only what You want preached. Lord, I just want to be a messenger. You speak to the hearts of Your people. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. John chapter 3, starting in verse number 14, the Bible says this: And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what, church? Eternal life. For God so loved the what? World, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. Here it is, folks, listen. That light, Jesus Christ, is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I wonder how many would agree with me that you can step out into the streets of America and realize that men love darkness rather than light. Would you just say amen? Amen. It's very evident there are things going on in our country that, I'm just going to be honest, if you are a Christian, you should not tolerate ever. Would everybody be okay with that? And I'm not talking about political views. I'm talking about things such as abortion. If you're a Christian and you're for abortion, I'm questioning your salvation. Because God said, thou shalt not kill. Murder is wrong. Killing unborn children is wrong. Amen? If you're a Christian and you agree with same-sex marriage, I'm going to have to question you on that. Because God said, one man, one woman, one lifetime. He meant for a man to marry a woman and a woman to marry a man, and there's no in-between. If you're a Christian and you're confused that there's more than two genders, I'm going to have to question you. Male and female. Look, you know what's wrong around America right now? That so many Christians have stopped teaching those three little things that I just taught you about. There are preachers scared to death in other states that if they preached what I just preached, the law would already be on the way. Because the phones would have been picked up in the service dialing 911. Hate speech. Hey, listen, I don't hate anybody. But I'm a believer that God hates sin. He loves every single sinner. Every single one of them. But there's some things that if we are going to be believers this morning, and here we go, this is evidence of salvation. If you are a believer, you're not going to be for those things that I just talked about. But what about minor things? What about alcohol? I can show you in the Bible how that's a sin. You might not like it. I didn't like it for some years because I like to partake of alcohol. But it didn't make it right. And hey, if I'm going to be a believer, which I am a believer, and I was a believer then, but see, what I did is I argued God's word. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. If you think that you can live the life that you want to live in disobedience to God, hey, I don't know what to tell you other than what does God say about your sin? He died for it. He died for your sin. Jesus Christ, in verse number 14, I want to show you this. The Bible says, and Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Can I say this? Jesus Christ must be lifted up in the lives of believers. What do you mean, Brother Drew? I mean this. Everywhere you go, is it that people see Jesus in you? When they hear you talk, do they think, this guy's a believer? This guy must be a Christian. This lady must be a Christian. Do they see Jesus in you? Do you realize everybody in this world does not have a copy of God's Word? And you just may be the only Bible that they ever get to be around. You know your co-workers at work. Do you lift Jesus up in front of your co-workers? When you're coaching a ball team, hey, I struggle in this area sometimes when kids irritate you. Some of you can testify to this. It's hard to just lift Jesus up because you want to get mad and angry. But you know what the reality is? The Son of Man will be lifted up. He was lifted up before the foundations of the world, and He's going to be lifted up again, high and lifted up. Listen, we need to treat Jesus like He's Jesus and not some fairy tale God. We need to treat Jesus like He actually died for our sins. Like we're thankful that He chose to come and take hell for us. We don't deserve it. We need to treat Jesus like He actually died, like He actually was in a borrowed tomb for 3 days and three nights. I believe that. Why? Because the Bible says it, and the Bible's true. And we need to treat Jesus like He's not dead. He resurrected. By the power of God, He rose Himself up out of the grave. And we need to treat Jesus like He's coming again. Because guess what? He is. Christ is coming again. Here's the problem. We don't know when. You say, Brother Drew, I'll lift Jesus up when I get good and ready. Well, what if Jesus comes back while I'm preaching this sermon? And you have to look Him in the eyes. Yeah, if you're saved, guess what? You're still going to heaven. Not because of anything you did. But because God's grace is why you'll go to heaven if you're saved. But what if He comes back today and you think, oh, I'll lift Him up when I'm ready. Or let me ask you this morning. What if you're lost and you don't know God? You don't know if you're going to heaven. Oh, I've been putting it off for years. I know I'll have another chance. Hey, you're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised tomorrow. Just this week, a family, a Southern Gospel group, very, very well known, the Neelands. How many know who they are? How many's listened to them? Hey, listen, They got on a plane. They were headed to Alaska. They thought they were going to go on an Alaska cruise starting Monday. Well, when they got on the plane, they were over Wyoming, and the plane went down, and 8 family members died. They thought they were going on a cruise. When they left home, I'm sure they were talking. I saw some pictures of them yesterday at the airport. Before they got on the plane, they were smiling, no doubt. I can't wait to get to Alaska. You know when you go on vacation, you're excited, you're thinking about what you're going to do when you get there. How many do this stuff? They did that. But when they got in that plane, little did they know that that would be the last time their feet would touch the ground alive. See, we don't think about it, do we? We think, I have tomorrow, preacher. I'll get saved when I'm ready. Listen, you'll get saved only when the Holy Spirit of God convicts you. And if He's convicting you today, He may not ever convict you again. He only guarantees that He'll enlighten every man. He never said how many times. And if God is convicting you today unto salvation, friend, listen, why would you choose to die and go to hell? Why? Because your pride? Listen, I don't care if you've been baptized 3 times. Water has never saved anybody. Now, I believe you ought to be baptized because you're saved. Believe and be baptized. But that's because we're saved. Being a member of a church, that's never saved anybody. Most everybody in here has been a member of a church somewhere. Amen? You're not saved because of that. Bringing your kids to church today, that's not going to save you. I want to help you this morning. If God's convicting you already, listen, if we make it to the invitation, and listen, I wouldn't wait. If God's convicting you now, hey, you stand up at any time, I'll send somebody out with a Bible, and they can show you how you can know. But if we make it to this invitation and God's convicting you today, listen, please, please don't leave. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-10 says this, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. You think about, what does that mean, taking vengeance? Listen, Jesus Christ came, left His throne in heaven, came to die for your sins. He is the Son of a just God. You put yourself in God's position, and you take one of your children, and you give your children up for a sacrifice for the sins of the world so that they could come to know you, and you put yourself in God's position, and some will take that, and some will say, Jesus isn't good enough for me. Hey, how would you feel? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Listen, you better take heed while there's an opportunity for you to take heed. God has given some of you an opportunity this morning. No doubt, a crowd like this, somebody's lost. I don't know who you are, but let me tell you something. Your husband might not know who you are either. Your wife might not know who you are. Your children might not know who you are. But God knows who you are. And when you stand before God and He opens up the book and doesn't see your name, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. And that's going to be it for you. Until the great white throne judgment comes, and then all of hell will be opened up. They'll come out to the great white throne judgment, and they'll be, those books will open again, and they won't be there. And then they'll be cast into what the Bible teaches in the book of Revelation as into an eternal lake of fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Hey, listen, don't believe the lie that you're just going to die and it's going to be over. You have a never-dying soul. And you have a never-dying soul that Jesus Christ cares about. So listen this morning. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, verse 10, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Verse number 10 says, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, whether we like it or not, can I say this? Jesus Christ will be lifted up. Whether you like it or not, one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Hey, I'd assume just do it on this side when you can be safe. Because over there you'll do it. But it isn't going to do you any good. It's going to be too late. Going to be too late. We might as well start now by lifting up our wonderful Savior in the way that we live. Hey, I wonder if our lifestyle lifts Jesus Christ up. If people look at me and they say, hey, by the way he lives, he doesn't live so much like a Christian. Every single one of us could say we probably said that about somebody. But what about you? When you look in the mirror, do you say, you don't live like a Christian? And you're talking to yourself. Hey, I'll bet you, if we were to be honest this morning, we've all had those days. And do you know, every time we don't live like a Christian and other people see it, and they do see it, amen? You know, you can go back and say sorry, but it doesn't change the fact that you had an unruly spirit, said some things you didn't mean to say, did some things you didn't mean to do. You know what I'm saying? It hurts the kingdom of heaven because God has put us here as lights. We sing it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hey, every single time you sin, your light gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. We say, hide it under a bushel. No. Hey, but we do every single day, don't we? Every single time we sin, every single time we give into that flesh, you know what we're doing? We're hiding our light under a bush so that men cannot see light. But can I say this about God this morning? God is no respecter of persons. If you look in the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 36, the Bible says this, then Peter opened up his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. I want you to understand this morning, men and ladies. Listen, God doesn't care about you any more than he cares about the lady or guy sitting next to you. God doesn't care what your last name is. God doesn't care who your mom and daddy are. God doesn't care how long you've been going to church. God doesn't care how long you've been a deacon in your church. God doesn't care how many times you've been baptized. God cares if you know Jesus Christ, his son. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. God does not care how much money you have, how much money you have given, how much money you plan to give. Money isn't going to buy you to heaven. God doesn't care who you are. He cares who you know. And it better be Jesus. He's no respecter of persons. As important as you think you are, listen to me, God doesn't look at you like that. In the end, God's going to look at you and he's going to say, here's your name in the book of life. You chose my son. I know you. But you always thought you were somebody down there. And you had a prideful attitude, and everywhere you went, everybody had to walk on pins and needles around you because you thought you were somebody. But can I say this? I have no idea who you are. And then, guess what's going to happen? God's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. And folks, what a sad thing for anybody to have to hear. Can I say no one should have ever had to hear that? God made a way for everybody. Verse 35 says this, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. I like what they sing this morning. He's the Lord of everything. They'll never crucify him again. He is Lord of all. Every single man, woman, boy, and girl that has ever been born has had or will have an opportunity to come to know Jesus Christ. Hey, you don't think the devil's real? Listen outside right now. He's trying to blink the lights, make the power go out. Why? Because he can't stand the gospel being preached. Well, can I say this? I'm going to preach in the dark. If the lights go out, don't go nowhere, okay? Till we dismiss you, all right? That piano will still play. It'll be all right. Listen, I hate the devil. And you know what? He hates you. Somebody in here needs Jesus this morning. I like it when he challenges God, because guess what? God never loses when we submit to him. Every single man, woman, boy, or girl that has ever lived has had an opportunity or will have an opportunity to know Jesus. It is up to the individual to make that decision whether they die and go to heaven or whether they reject Jesus and die and spend eternity in hell. Can I say this? I'm glad we serve a whosoever God. Verse 15 and 16, the Bible says this, that whosoever believeth in him. You, Brother Drew, what do you mean by whosoever? Well, let's just start at the naughty list. Can I say this? The murderer? Y'all okay? The thief? What about the one that died next to Jesus? Remember him? Can I say the Child molester? Y'all all right? Jesus Christ died for them all. Y'all all right? The abortion doctor? Y'all okay? The homosexual? The self-righteous? Hey, the rich? The poor? The big? The little? Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus Christ died for whosoever. What you mean, whosoever? I mean this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved.
That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16, for God so loved the what, church? World, that He gave His only begotten Son. There again, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad we serve a whosoever God. I'm glad that God, despite me as a wicked, vile sinner, sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for my sins. I'm glad that there's never been an individual born that could not be saved. Have you ever thought about that? We like to often point fingers and think, no way those kind of people are going to be in heaven. Not if they rejected Jesus, they're not. But just like you, friend, if they choose Jesus, they're getting in. Because it's not about them or what they've done. It's about Him and what He's done. And if you choose Jesus, listen, He'll take you. What an amazing God we serve. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God still convicts sinners unto salvation. I wonder this morning, are you sitting here listening to a message like this, wondering about your eternity? Can I say today is the day of salvation? Don't let the devil lie to you any longer unless you think and make you think that you have tomorrow to make the decision. Folks, you're not promised tomorrow. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. Once you make it to that judgment seat, it's going to be too late. You'll be like the rich man who lived for himself, who had all the riches. And the poor man that sat outside his gate often and begged and begged and begged. And the rich man said, hey, you're just a poor man. You're nothing in my eyes. Listen, many of you live just like that. You look at the rest of the world and you think, you don't have what I have. You don't have what I have to offer. You don't have the possessions I have. Look at me. Look how rich I am. Look at the house I live in. Look at the car I drive. Look at my bank account. Hey, God could take every single bit of that away from you. And then the rich man, you know what he did? He died, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes. And he started begging for that same beggar that he rejected. And today, he's probably screaming for Lazarus to dip his leprous finger in some water and come down and give him some relief. Hey, folks, that rich man changed his tune when he got there. He said, send Lazarus to give me some relief. Send someone to my brothers. Send someone to my family so they'll not come to this awful place. Every single person that's ever died and went to hell has that same story, I guarantee it. Just because it's not recorded. Listen, it ain't going to be a place where you're going to meet up with your friends and go party on Friday night. It ain't going to be a place where you're going to go to the beer store. No, no. It's going to be a place of pain, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. How many has ever been burnt before? Look, if you've been burnt, you've never been burnt like you'll be burnt there. And it'll be an everlasting burn that'll never stop. It'll never scab over. It'll just be constant pain and wailing and gnashing of teeth and wondering, why in the world am I in this awful place? I'll tell you why. Because you rejected Jesus Christ. Folks, don't make the most fatal mistake you'll ever make in your life. If you do not know God, He's simply going to look at you and say, depart from me. I never knew you. You say, how could God be so ruthless? Listen, He's not. He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for you. He has made a way for you not to go to that awful place I just talked about. He doesn't want you to go there. He wants you to go to heaven. As a matter of fact, I'll show you some scripture to prove it. It's not going to be good enough that you just prayed. It's not going to be good enough that you came to church. It's not going to be good enough that you got baptized. It's only going to be good enough if you come by grace through faith. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You know what he's trying to say there? He's trying to say, a lot of us pray. Most of us would say, I've prayed before. Right? But listen, not everyone that says a prayer is saved. Y'all okay? I'm just trying to help you this morning. I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm trying to help you. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Listen, you say, how could I do all that in the name of Jesus? Because you did it in the name of Jesus. It was nothing about you. You can do anything in the name of Jesus and still be lost. Y'all okay? You can. I'm trying to help you. Then he will say, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Can I say this? It must be salvation by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, the Bible says this, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. He said it's the gift. Listen, there's never been a greater gift offered on this planet than the gift of salvation. There's never going to be a greater gift offered than the gift of salvation. Who's it offered to? Everybody. It's offered to everyone. Everyone. Verse 9 says this, or not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible is very clear. Salvation is not of works. We will not work our way to heaven. You'll work your way to hell is what you'll do. And you'll die and go to hell thinking, all that time, all that effort I put in doing right, but I never accepted Jesus Christ. And you'll spend an eternity in a devil's hell that was not created for you. Folks, my heart goes out to you if that's you this morning. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believeth what? Believe this, Jesus Christ died for my sins. How many would say he did? Believe this, he was buried for 3 days and three nights. Believe this, he rose himself up by the power of God. Believe this, without him, I'm not going there. That's what you got to believe. And then it says confess. Confess what? Exactly what you believe. Use your mouth. Confess it. Admit to God that you're just a worthless sinner destined for hell and you need him to save you. And you want him to save you. And you realize without him, you're not going to make it. Just remember, everyone is a sinner. No one is good enough to make it to heaven on their own. Romans 6, 23, the Bible says this, for the wages of sin is death. Why did Jesus Christ have to die? Because of what? Sin. Guess what? It's been paid for. Why would you suffer and take on hell that Jesus has already visited and conquered and defeated for you? He holds the keys to death and hell. He went down there for 3 days and three nights and fought a battle with Satan. And here's the best part about that story. Satan thought he had him whooped, Ian. But oh, when the stone started moving and wasn't nobody moving it, I bet you Satan started trembling. Because he knew that his destiny was over. And all Satan can do now is walk about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That's what he's doing to many of your minds right now. He's distracting us with the rain and the thunderstorm and the lights flickering. I call that the devil. I just do. He's real. Amen. The prince and power of the earth, he's real. Y'all all right? He is. He don't like this. He can't stand it that God's convicting. I believe it in my heart that God's convicting somebody in here right now. I believe it with all my heart. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who in the world would choose hell over an eternal destination in heaven? Somebody in here right now is choosing hell. And listen, you'll have an opportunity here in just a few moments. Miss Barb's going to come to the piano. She's going to play a hymn of invitation. Could you just play "Just As I Am," Miss Barb? That'd be good. You can start playing quietly. I'll finish. Listen, some of you are choosing hell right now. You can kill that live stream. That's fine. The live stream's off. No one's watching you from behind. Heads bowed, eyes closed this morning. Listen, I want you to pay attention this morning. If you're comfortable leading someone to the Lord, I just want you to get up out of your seat and walk to the back right now and just be ready. Ladies or guys, I need a couple of each. Because this morning, listen, I believe with all my heart that someone in here right now does not know Jesus Christ. And listen, I want to give you an opportunity. I want you to understand this. You are a sinner, and you have come short of God's glory. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But also know this, God is not willing that any should die and go to hell or perish for eternity. His plan all along was for all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Listen, God does not want you to go another moment without being saved. Folks, if He's convicting you this morning, heads bowed, eyes closed, listen, no one looking around. And even if someone was looking around, hey, I wouldn't go to hell for nobody. I'm not going to hell. I can't go to hell. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I know where I'm going. But what about you? The reason that Jesus came into the world was so that lost people could come to Christ. And can I say this morning, it's not enough to say that you believe in God. Can I say that even the devils believe and tremble? In James 2:19, the Bible says this, "Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well." But the devils also believe and tremble. Listen, Satan knows that God is real. He believes in God. He was created by God just like you were. But he knows his destination is hell. I wonder this morning, as the piano's playing, no one's looking around, would you just be honest with yourself? Because Mr. God knows you don't have to do anything, but I'm not going to call you out. I'm just going to ask you to do this. Would you say, "Brother Drew, I don't know that I'm saved, but I sure would like to know." Just lift up your hand. Let me pray for you, please. Anyone in here like that this morning? Listen, don't walk out of here not knowing if you're ever going to have another opportunity to know Christ. Would you just raise your hand and let me pray for you, please? "Brother Drew, I don't know. I just don't know that heaven's going to be my home." Anybody? Well, how many would say this, "Brother Drew, I know I'm saved based off of what you preached today." Would you raise your hand and say that? Listen, I like that. But listen, I'm not going to beg you because I don't believe in working the work of the Holy Ghost. But I know this. Everybody couldn't raise their hand and say they were saved. Listen, we're going to have a hymn of invitation here. This altar's open this morning. Listen, I'm going to challenge you. If you know someone that's lost, listen, it's raining outside. Where you got to go? I'm letting you out 5 minutes early. If you know someone that's lost in here today, why don't you come kneel at this altar this morning and pray that God will convict them? Why don't you come pray this morning that God will convict these young men and these young ladies this week as we take them through VBS and that we'll be able to see some fruit saved? Let's all stand and pray. If God's convicted you, you come do business with the Lord this morning. Let's sing "Just As I Am." "Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to Thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come." Hymn number 524, if you want to sing with us in your brown book, hymn 524, verse number 1. "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Verse number 2. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul to thee, whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Listen, I trust this morning that you know the Lord, and I just want to let you know, if you still aren't sure, listen, it's not too late to come talk to somebody, okay? We don't want you to leave here not knowing. A couple of announcements here before we dismiss. I know it's raining outside, and listen, it's a water slide. As long as it's not thundering and lightning, we're going to let the kids play on the slides, okay? Hope y'all are all right with that. If it's lightning, we're going to have to hold them off for a little bit, but get your kids ready. There's going to be some food ready over here. We're going to pray for the food. I don't know if it's quite ready yet. Where's somebody that could go check? By the way, could you go see if they're ready for us to dismiss some people yet? But help your kids get dressed. The bathrooms, you can use them to change over here, but then don't come back in here once they're wet, okay? Please, please, please keep your food and drinks in the fellowship hall. Don't let your kids go outside and eat at the tables, throw your food in the trash, and then by all means set up your lawn chair out there later if you want to go get a sun shower, amen? Praise the Lord. Let's have a good time, but get your kids ready. Help them get their food, and then if the lightning and thunder stays away, the water slides will be open until about 4 o'clock. VBS registration will be starting pretty quick as well. That'll be happening right in here. So if you're registering for VBS, it'll be at that back table right back there once we get the papers in here, okay? Let's pray. Brother Steve, could you pray and bless the food for us this morning also? Listen, if you want to stay dry, you can go through this door and walk straight into the fellowship hall over the covered awning there, okay? You don't have to go around and get wet. All the kids are in that building over there. You are dismissed. Thank you for coming today. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you back.
Yes, sir.
Maybe that rain will go away. It didn't show on the forecast this morning. It just kind of popped up. Did it? What's that, buddy? No, sir. We just need to get these kids under wrap. Okay, good. We got sunshine at 1 o'clock. We're good. 20 more minutes. Hey, it's showing blue skies at 1 o'clock.
Good.
Eating the rain.
Huh? They just cook for the kids.
Oh, they cooking for everybody.
No, he didn't.
What?
No, he did not.
What you mean?
He said that we don't have enough for everybody. They just cook for the kids.
Then we're going to the store. They got 100 hot dogs and hamburgers over there. There's plenty of food. There ain't no 100 kids here. How many people are here today?
50.
Nice. Well, if we have to go. Praise the Lord. If we need to go to Dollar General, we will.
They said we don't have enough for everybody.
Who said that?
The kids.
Okay, well,